Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about cross training, trained by the words of Jesus from the cross. We're taking a look each weekday morning and different statement that Jesus made, and considering how that applies to us and how we ought to be transformed by that statement, how we ought to be encouraged by that statement, how we ought to be brought closer to Jesus by his words in addition to his actions. As I mentioned yesterday, I would invite you, if you're in the Michiana area, South Bend, Mishawaka, Niles, however far you feel like driving on a Sunday morning, to join us here at Deer Run, 2730 South Ironwood Drive. We gather Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. For time of worship and study in God's Word and communion with Jesus. And we have a Bible study that begins at 9:15 Sunday mornings as well. This week, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus as we do each week, but on Easter weekend, it's always a special time as we think about the events that took place those many years ago. Friday, we combine services with the Westside Church of Christ, Edison Road out by the airport here in South Bend on the west side. 6:30 p.m., we'll be meeting there for a Good Friday service and remembering the events of the crucifixion and how we can identify with Jesus even in that. And so if you don't have a church home and looking to connect with fellow believers, come join us and let us say welcome home. This morning we're going to talk about a statement of Jesus that I think we can identify with. I often say I tend to lump everybody into a similar category based on my own experiences, and I know that that's not always wise, and it's not always accurate. But today's statement, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I know I've cried that in my life. And because I have, I kind of assume that most people probably have, to some extent or another, cried out to God, wondering why they have been forsaken. Some feel forsaken by God. Others feel forsaken by people. Betrayed. Misunderstood. And one of the good news items from the cross is, well, Jesus gets it. He understands those feelings, those experiences, those hurts. It's Matthew 27, verse 46. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Probably murdered that, but regardless. Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? I think we can learn a couple things from this statement of Jesus on the cross. And one of the things that we ought to recognize is the severity of sin. Jesus feeling the weight of God turning away, not being able to look upon the sin which had been taken on by a sinless man, by God himself. The separation that was felt by Jesus was a result of the sin. But I think it may go beyond that. That's the cause, as is always the case, but it's often within our greatest pain that we feel forsaken. How can I hurt this much if somebody's noticing? Especially if God is noticing. And it's in those times of great loss. Loss of our health, loss of a loved one's life, loss of a financial security that we thought was more secure than what it was. Loss of friends, loss of all kinds of major things. And it's out of the pain that we feel betrayed. We feel forgotten. We feel forsaken. And I suspect that Jesus, being fully God and fully man, experienced those same feelings. Not simply the weight of the sin, that was more than enough. But the questions of why suffering? Why pain? Why there wasn't a better way, an easier way? Questions which rarely have answers on this side of heaven. And so it brings comfort, at least to me, to recognize Jesus understands the depths of abandonment we may feel. When a spouse simply walks away. When the boss says, you're not needed anymore. When the doctor says, the news is bad. And the list goes on, and it ranges from things that others may feel minor. It's like the old story about the difference between a minor surgery and a major surgery. It's whether you're the patient or the doctor. If you're the patient, anything's major. If you're the doctor, it's routine, it's minor, no big deal. I think sometimes that applies to the experiences we have in life because we experience it, it's major. But God says, I see it. And even though you feel abandoned, even though you feel forsaken, you're not. The same God who cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But he understands. I don't believe that Jesus faults us for having feelings of abandonment, of betrayal, because those things happen. The difficulty is when we allow the experiences of this life to define how we view God, rather than to allow our experience with Him to define how we do God, how we know God. And so we look at the people in our life that we feel abandoned us, and especially the more that person should have been trusted, the more that person was trusted, the more that that person was expected to be trustworthy, the greater the sense of betrayal. And when we find ourselves wallowing in self-pity, in loneliness, we ought to be able to turn to Jesus, who can say to each one of us, I've been there. Draw near to me and we'll walk through this together. In fact, I'll carry you through this. We have the responsibility as those who have experienced the comfort of God in the midst of our abandonment to be mindful of others, to give true comfort, not the fake stuff, not the platitudes that don't worry about it, it's all okay, you're better off anyhow. We make up all kinds of words trying to make ourselves feel better, trying to make others feel better, but what about the words of Jesus? Sharing those from one who understands. Sometimes not sharing words at all. The greatest thing I believe that Job's friends did for him was at the very beginning when they just sat with him. They joined in his suffering until they could stand it no longer. And many times, I believe, if we join others in their suffering, we reach a point where we can stand it no longer. And rather than simply spout out bad advice, we ought to be motivated to help. And by that time, they ought to be motivated by our care to receive help. And sometimes we're helping and sometimes we're being helped. Most of the time, we're doing both. And so if you're hearing these words at a time in your life when you are in the midst of despair, I want you to know Jesus understands. But he also understands the embrace of his Father, who really had not forsaken him, and yet, because of our sin, it felt that way. Because of the pain, it felt that way. Because of the momentary looking away, it felt that way. And we can draw near to Jesus, knowing his experience comforts us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us Jesus in such a way that he understands not just our greatest joys, not just our greatest successes. He understands those because he brings them about in our life. But he understands our deepest hurts, the betrayals that we experience, the rejection, the feelings of abandonment. And he also understands the embrace We read in Scripture that it was because of the joy set before him that he endured the cross. He endured the sin. He endured a time where he was, or at least felt, separated from you. And God, in those times in our life, whether we are separated from you because of the sin that we have clung on to, or whether we just feel separated from you because of grief or pain or betrayal or whatever brings about those feelings, may we have confidence in your promise that however deeply withdrawn that we've become, we can call out to you and find you. And thank you for the example of Jesus who loves us. While we were still his enemies, we were in disagreement with him. So God, today I pray for those in the midst of abandonment, in the midst of betrayal. I pray, even as they cry out to you, wondering why you've forsaken them, that they would be reminded of Jesus. And that they would look to you with fresh eyes, a fresh spirit, a fresh desire. With the help of your Spirit to deal with the things that have caused separation from you. And Father, with the things of this earth that have caused the betrayal or the hurt or the abandonment, may we deal with those as appropriately as we can, but the things that we have no control over, God, may we surrender to you. And may we find comfort in drawing near to Jesus. And God, when we find that comfort, help us to share it. To notice those that need it. Help us to lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.